From politics, Donald Trump finally admits his presidency is over, calls it greatest first term in history, by Jacob Jarvis. President Donald Trump has conceded that his term in the White House is coming to an end, promising an orderly transition despite continuing to reject the election outcome following the certification of the Electoral College votes. The Commander-in-Chief said in a statement he still disagrees with the result, again reiterating his claims of widespread fraud despite having consistently failed to provide evidence of this on a scale that could overturn Joe Biden's victory. A raft of legal actions have been launched by Trump and his allies, but these have failed to change the outcome. Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th, Trump said in a statement shared by Dan Scavino, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications. I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. Newsweek has contacted the White House and the Trump campaign for further comment. His comments came after lawmakers certified the results in the early hours of Thursday, having been disrupted by the violence at the U.S. Capitol the day before. Thousands of Trump supporters gathered in Washington, D.C. for a rally before eventually breaching barriers and storming the building. This prompted lawmakers to be rushed to safety, interrupting the joint session to count and certify the Electoral College votes. We will never give up. We will never concede. You don't concede when there's theft involved, Trump said on Wednesday as he addressed the crowd ahead of the breach of the Capitol. The actions of the Trump supporters have been widely condemned, with Biden insisting their behavior amounted to insurrection rather than protest. Four people died in the violence, according to Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department, and there have been more than 52 arrests. The FBI is seeking information as it looks to identify those involved in instigating the violence.